Hello?
Yeah, hello, a second time. Why don't you answer right away? If you call me, you should be answering, right?
Oh, I'm sorry, this is Oscar, and we are calling you from Florida International University, and we are conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economy situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household.
Sure.
Would that be you?
Sure.
Yes?
Yes. Yes, hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. I can hear you.
Oh, okay, thank you. So this is going to be a couple of questions. Would you like to continue with the survey?
Sure, yes.
Thank you. Is your home a single family home, down home,
yeah,
apartment, or condominium?
Single family home.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Thank you. Please tell me, what year was your home built? 1989, 2020. Thank you. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Hold on, let me think about that.
Sure.
Three years.
Okay, thank you. Have you or any adult in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm, category 1 hurricane, category 2, 3, 4, or 5 hurricane?
Yes.
Which one? A tropical storm? Hurricane?
Yeah, tropical storm, sure. Hurricane, yes.
Okay. Can you tell me the name or the year of the tropical storm? So you have.
Oh, I don't know. It's like every year. It's like every year.
Okay.
I mean, I'm in Florida, so it's every year.
Okay, thank you. Have you or any adult in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
Thank you. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
Thank you. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how will you prepare? Put up hurricane shutters or board up home? Buy supplies and equipment? Evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to home or a friend into the area.
Buy supplies, I suppose, whatever that answer was.
Okay, thank you. When will you begin to prepare for your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued? When a hurricane warning is issued? Or your home is already prepared and could be secure within a few hours?
I would say when the warning comes.
Okay, thank you. Now, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all? Please select your top three sources of information. Internet sources of other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, or WhatsApp.
The first one, internet, and then after that maybe TV, and then word of mouth.
Great. Thank you. Now, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 5 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
At this moment?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, we're talking about today, right now? It's 3, maybe.
3, thank you.
Sure.
Have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane? Property taxes, transportation costs, cost of childcare, loss of income or employment, cost of insurance, cost of food and other essentials, cost of housing?
None of the above.
None. Okay. Thank you. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
Thank you. When will you evacuate if a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order to you for to evacuate, or probably never?
When they order. When they order.
Okay. Thank you. If you need to evacuate, where will you go? To a local shelter? To the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the estate, as far as possible to another estate, or would you not live under any circumstances?
Most likely a relative.
Thank you. How many vehicles are available in the household?
Three.
Now, what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
You know, I really don't know. I'm thinking probably $5,000. That's just a guess. I don't know.
Okay, that's okay. Now, how confident are you that you could come up with $5,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage?
Very
are
confident.
You... Very confident. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
How has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Decreased significantly? 1 to 3 years decreased significantly or decreased somewhat? 3 to 5 years decreased significantly or decreased somewhat? Or 5 to 10 years decreased significantly or decreased somewhat?
So it has not decreased, it's increased, but it's very minor. So whatever that answer is, increased, but very little.
Increase. Okay.
And we've only been there for 3 years, so.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Now, as a result of the increase, what actions did you take? Change insurance
none.
Provider? Increase?
No, none. Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
You just pay it.
Okay, thank you. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%, I want to be insured for a full replacement value, 80% or less than 100, 60 to less than 80 or less than 60.
I would say 80. 80 to 100. You know, yeah, 80. Just say 80.
Thank you. Which of the following would you consider taking in if insurance costs or home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same country? Moving to another county within Florida? Moving to another state? Or you will not move from your home?
Probably not move.
Thank you. Now, in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? Yes, no, or I have already dropped my insurance.
It's interesting. So you're saying if we were able to pay off the mortgage, what would we do with the insurance?
Yeah.
I never knew that you could. Yeah, I guess you could go without insurance, couldn't you? But oh, that would be a big mistake. We'd continue paying for the insurance.
So you consider it was already paid or you're dropped your insurance?
No, our mortgage is already paid off, but we're continuing to pay for insurance.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Now, if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your cost? Federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
It's just my opinion, right?
Yes, of course.
Ask that question again. Let me think about that. Go ahead.
I'm sorry?
Can you ask that question again?
Oh, sure. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these level of government should help you to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, or local government? Or the government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
Federal and state should help, I would imagine. I mean, they help everybody else. Why not help us? I think everybody should kind of be aware of their own surroundings and situations. And, you know, you have your own insurance, take care of it yourself. But at the same time, I feel like nobody else does. They always ask for money. So I'll ask for the help, too, from the government.
Okay. Got it.
Anyway.
Now, on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
I would say about 4.
And that local
land... Really...
Go ahead.
I was saying on that last question, 5 being that they're doing a really good job on codes, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, then I would say the 4.
Okay, thank you.
How much longer is this? Because I'm in a pickleball game and I'm sitting out and sitting out and sitting out. I want to go back in.
Oh, it's just a few more questions and we are done. I appreciate
okay.
your patience.
Sure.
Thank you. Now, from the scale of 1 to 5, how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
1.
That new development,
I don't think they care about it too much. Yeah, maybe 2, let's just say 2. I don't think they care
2.
Much. Yeah, they keep building, it doesn't matter.
And how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
Let's say 3.
And that new developments take into account flood risk?
They take into account what kind of risk?
Flood. FLOOD.
Oh, flood risk.
Flood.
2.
2.
Yeah.
And that building codes are as strict as they should to be. I'm sorry. Also, how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
Maybe. You know, a lot of these places are building new homes and townhouses. Wood. It's stupid. I would say a 2.
A 2. Okay, thank you. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected? Yes, I believe it's happening and I will be affected. Or yes, I believe it's happening, but I don't know if I will be affected. Yes, I will be. I believe it's happening, but I will not be affected. No, I don't believe it's happening, or I don't know if it is happening.
I don't know. No, I don't believe it's happening.
Thank you. Most of Florida coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters or above the sea, the level of the sea, and especially vulnerable to flooding associations or associated with a storm surge. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned?
No, not concerned at all.
Not at all? Okay.
No.
When you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rates, Watson, proximity to the other families?
Neighborhood.
A neighborhood. How long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year,
maybe,
between one?
I'll go with the second one or third one. Like about 5 years.
between 5 to less than 10 years, or between 3 to less than 5
years? Yeah, 5 to 10. 5 to 10.
5 to 10. Thank you. Finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we'll be finished. Could you please let me... Thank you. Could you please tell me your age?
68.
I'm sorry, 68.
No, 5'8", 5, 58.
58. Thank you. What is your... I'm sorry. Hold on. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Two total.
Two total. Are under 12-year-old?
No, the other one's 50. We're both in 50s.
Okay.
Tommy, we're done. My turn to go.
Two more questions, if you don't mind. I apologize.
Go ahead.
What is your marital status? Single, married, widow,
married.
Divorced?
Married.
Married.
And then the last question?
What is the highest grade of a school completed by an adult member of your household?
Graduate level, both of us.
Okay, thank you.
Doctorate, if you need, would be the highest. Is that it?
I'm sorry, I lied to you. Actually, we have three more. I don't know if you have time or if you want to leave it in here.
I really don't, but go ahead. Quick.
Are you Hispanic, Latino, descent?
No. No, white.
Just a question. What racial groups do you identify yourself within? White, Caucasian, Black, African-American?
Caucasian. White, Caucasian.
Thank you. And what language is the most often spoken in your home?
English
or Spanish?
Mm-hmm. English.
Okay, and the last question. Please tell me which is the income range of, for your household. Under 20,000 to 20,000 to less than?
Go higher. Go higher.
75 to 1?
Higher.
Over. 1
combined? Over 100 combined.
Okay, thank you. So those were the questions. I appreciate your patience.
All right, take care.
Same to you. Goodbye.
Uh-huh. Bye.